this is also the argument of our enchantment. Because having presented the integral paradigm and all these lofty spaces, infinite spaces, and we are just being stuck here to this. Small distances in our universe, small thoughts in our universe, some helpful hints in our technicalities of everyday life. So this brought me to start studying seriously the conversion of that what Vladimir was presenting as a kind of infinite spaces and try to see when the work with music, how to apply consciousness so this infinite spaces can be really materialized, that you can hear them actually. And that they could reveal something of ourselves which we truly are. Because truly speaking, I didn't find it satisfactory, neither in my study nor now, how the first matter of human endeavor to express the human soul and our harmony in our humanity, which is not there. We know all that we are divided beings. But music should have been something, a kind of subject that we could take for the accomplishment of harmony. In my experience in the West, you know, the different orchestras, it was not done. There was no sign of even wanting to create such a harmony. There is this man in front who tells you how the beat goes, and you just have your own experiences. Plus, there is this social work, more of a mood, yeah, of Rudel in German, how do you say Rudel? Yes, so the mood, animals, they are fighting for the best place, for the first place. And this was not very satisfying. It was for sure not that what our soul is about, because when we reach that point, then we are talking about the soul of everybody else's. And we come to a kind of understanding which is love. And which from there comes the true harmony. We know how difficult it is. We know it since Jesus. Love thy neighbor as well as you love yourself, etc., all these kind of things. And it didn't bring any effects as so far, even in our society. Now, coming back to music, the method that we use to study music is a mental method plus emotional method. Mental because you need the technique. There is not one instrument that you can start studying by yourself. Maybe singing. There are natural talents that can just bring out a beautiful voice. They will not know maybe what they are exactly doing, but their voice, even of the children, is so beautiful and so pure that you can just get in, fall in love with your own voice and start. And this love is one of the first means of eternity taking place in our space of music. That is my understanding. So it is a valid thing. Now, if you take up another instrument, if you take up a piano or if you take up a violin, it will be a different thing. The technicality will drown you, literally. And your teachers will drown you even more. Because you have to become number one. You have to become someone that they can be proud of, no? Plus, there comes another issue in musical expression, and it is that the world, since the Soviet Union, the world of classical Western music, I'm speaking of here at present, has joined many other countries. As first was Japan, then Korea, then China. Now with the Chinese population we have 40 million pianists. Can you imagine that? This is massive. This is France, and all inhabitants of France playing piano. Imagine that one. Now we stand in front of a pretty big problem, because most of the Chinese people, they want to go to Europe to study Western classical music. So they can't do it. And most of the Chinese people in Singapore, the Chinese musicians, they want an Italian violin. Now, basically before 1800, so you can imagine the consequences. Now, this is not the question that we have in regard to integral paradigm. The question in regard to integral paradigm, it is, how can we understand the musical expression globally from the same kind of pedestal? Because now it is schools. Oh, where did you go to conservatory? Oh, I went to Prague. Oh, they have a pretty good school, and this and that. And this school is very much different from that in Amsterdam. And this school is very... Oh, the Americans, naturally, it is completely different. On the violin, big sound. And even when you see young students, I mean, small like that, they come there with the violin like small heroes, you know, they shatter everything and starts vibrating. It's a powerful feeling. It must be the soul of America. The most powerful nation, they say. So, but this one will not satisfy those smaller countries like Latvia, for example, in case that they didn't study in America. Now, we need something to hang on and to see if we could make it that consciousness would be our teacher. And that consciousness, we know, is working in all of us the same way. And this would be the base for our development, then we could have the chance that we would also see the same things. Not because we choose to see something, but because we are chosen as channels for that seeing behind seeing. And this brings us to the first difficulty. And the difficulty is that we would have to assume completely another kind of operational art. When Sri Aurobindo speaks about this mind which would make it possible, he speaks about the intuitive mind. That what Vladimir was trying to show with this samjnana, ajnana, prajnana, vijnana. These are basically real realms of intuitive mind. Of a mind which is not only universal, but also transcendental. Now, that would mean that we would have to stop to think. And if you are interested, and you are really interested in music, how it works, and you would like to translate it, then you can read on intuitive mind in the synthesis of yoga. And then you will see the difficulties that we face. Because we would reach this intuitive mind without that we distort it. Because basically everything that we have comes from a kind of memory. All knowledge that we have comes from a far off intuition which comes in forms of strange things, of cultural utterings, of cultural cultural plasterings. Now we don't want that at first. We would like to have this channel of the intuition open. And this poses the problem of the next 1,000 years. And Sri Aurobindo speaks that either we will then have to transform this mind, or we would have to create another mind, create another organ. Now, how that would look like, I don't know. But one thing in this practice of the violin and in this practice of music, it is that all these senses that you apply to make music, they would have to be cleansed of their own prefabricated intentions, which come basically from the subconscious and are inevitable. It just does like that. You have no power over it. And then fill it with consciousness, or advise it, or direct it towards some kind of consciousness, which would then take over the movement. Now, I was after this, and I found it very interesting, because I tried to apply it to the sound. And I tried to apply it to the kids, and to that what they do. So basically, it is, we are directing with our mind, our attention, to a kind of void, to a kind of intuition, which would then direct that what we want to do. Now, what we do, we work with a free fall, and we work with rhythm. These are the first classes. So I tell them to make a rhythm. I make a rhythm. I make 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And exactly on 1 it has to fall. So I don't want to try it now, we are limited in time. And this is already some part of intuition. Intuitively, I know when it will fall. Yeah. Intuitively, I know when it will fall. And I just match this inner seeing with the outer mechanism, and with the outer seeing. Make them stand on a table and higher, and they had to fall and let it fall down, or lower and lower. And it is understood, it doesn't matter. Once you are up to it, then it's fine. On the violin, there is another thing that happens. There are several things which I can explain to you. And we come, I was always wondering, how do you express the self? Self-being. And there is in self and in being all over the world and in everything a polarity. It is even in a vibration. There is a polarity. There is one up and there is one down. So to give the self this possibility to materially take hold of matter, you raise this polarity on whatever instrument you have. For example, on the piano, you pay attention that you really are pushing down exactly in the right angle. Once this is there, two things happen. One is that you express yourself, because yourself will be hooked to it, will be linked to it as a body self. Second, yourself as knower will know that this body is expressing that direction, and in that vibration, the knower will be there. Because consciousness as such is a light. We don't know it. But consciousness itself is a light, is an expressive light, and it doesn't need us to lit up things. It needs only to be there. Why I say that? Because I have lately seen pictures which drew an artist, great artist, who is in the ashram. His name is Paolo Tomasi. And he was concerned with the same question. How do I get this consciousness from way up there, down here into matter? And he paints paintings, fantastic paintings. He was, by the way, the one who was an architect of the Matrimandir. He designed also these Matrimandir gardens, which were never approved. But this is another issue. Anyway, if you have the chance, in Pitanga it will be, I think, in April, he will expose his paintings. And what you will find, it is this force. When I stand in front of his paintings, it is like when I listen to incredible music, because it starts playing within you. It starts touching exactly those points, because it is perfect. It is in perfect equilibrium. It has everything that it has to have, and that's why it is so powerful. And you, I can just stay there, and I will be filled with this experience for 2 or 3 days, and for life, because once I have seen, once I have experienced, this thing will remain. This is what we want to do in our education then, to make that we all are participating in such a thing. Not just the extraordinary people, but that we all have these extraordinary qualities. And we fight for it, how to get it done. Now, I was speaking about Paolo, and I was speaking about this completeness, this integrality of that, what he was doing. We can discuss it to a later stage, but now I want to speak about music, which I'm here for, in regard to this integral paradigm. So there will be this, all the senses will be integrated. Now, seeing, I have just explained, sight is integrated by erecting this sound. So when I push down, and I push down perpendicularly, then I will have beneath the multiplicity. All that is taking part in that creation of that sound. But I will have also the other pole, which is infinity, above. So there is enough place for aspiration. Because if you have only this division, aspiration is very difficult. Because you don't know where to lean on. You don't know how to unite these things. But if you have a common point, like the point of a pyramid, then you sort of know, aha, from there everything looks like this. And you can try it out. You can try it out, this uniting factor, in the physicality itself. You just stand there and remain there for 4 hours. If you are a creative being, then this concentration on the lines will make that your body finds union. Because the spirit, which is looking at that line, at that simple geometrical line, will be for the body a father and a mother. So the body will lean into it. It can have faith in it, and it will say, okay, fine. What will then happen in the body? It is something very fantastic. It will start organizing itself by intuition, by that intuition, which it has already. And you can experience it if you do such yogic asanic postures, if you want. But you can experience it actually in music. If you repeat the same sound and you start looking at the directions in which you do, you start actually erecting the space of yourself in that sounding, in that vibrating self outside of you. So you have already one projection, is this one, is the perpendicular. I don't know if you understand. If you have hear my questions, please you ask, because one of my students told me that my public won't understand. She told me because she has 6 years violin, so she said, how can they understand if they don't have experience? Because I'm hampering them. This kind of alignment, it takes really years until it is recognized, until you can make out something out of it, until it becomes creative. The other thing is this horizontal direction which we were talking about before. What is it? The seeing. What is it? The foot. We were speaking about it before. So the foot is naturally that foot of becoming, of revelation. Because you will hear it then in sound what will happen. You will not see anything, you will not necessarily see something else, but something else will be revealed to you. Because this is a kind of progressive stepping into other states of yourself. Now this, there would be more to say, and there are other things which fly from my mind as free birds, but I will not catch them, and I will try to finish this off with the senses. So this will be the sense of the eyes. The other sense is that of hearing. And hearing, I have touched it, it is revealing. Revealing then this erective figure, which is aware of its own space, of its own composition. And there comes the technicality, because everything material would have to serve the directions. And in the directions, the body will find its oneness. And it is again the spirit's vision which will lead to a kind of faith of the body into something finally. And if you want to make another experience on this behalf, it is that we all know how nervous we are and how our body feels really daily under pressure. I don't know, maybe there are some angels here who don't have these difficulties, but I feel it very much. And it is very difficult for us, for the body, to release these tensions. Now, I have made the observation that when the body has conscious directions into which to lean in, it will get relief and it will start widening. Basically, the body, and if you want, you will just go to the agenda, you go to read what the mother had experienced in her body about this fact of constant pressure and about the fact of the release of this pressure. And the release of this pressure came only with the presence of the Divine. Whatever it might be, maybe intuitive thing, this integrality of the thing, this kind of presence which is integral as such, here, present, and to which we just disregard as something. No, this is not important. Now, our ingrained functionings are always like that. This is not important. It's not like that. We don't even hear those thoughts. What is ingrained while you start working on it, on just a simple erection of this line in sound, it will be that the body will tell you, no, it's not like that. And you don't know, you don't hear any voice. Just last class, to illustrate what I'm saying. When you have a grip on the violin, on the guitar, on the piano, you have to stretch your fingers. Now, I thought, what happened when she had this grip on the violin? After she gripped it, then she let go. And I told her, but you have for sure, you think in yourself that when it is perfect, there is no tension. And she asked, but how did you know? Yeah, because I was so stupid as you are, you know. I had the same feeling. Oh, hi, okay, fine. So when it is perfect, it has no tension. So I let go of all the tension. But you, when you get no tension, you can, you cannot get at the alignment. So we have to work hard to clean our instruments of all these preconceptions. We have come now to the hearing, which is revealing. If somebody is playing, you can reveal, you can hear by that what he's doing, exactly his state and exactly where consciousness is, or where it is not. The feeling then enables you to discern, because it is by the feeling, this is a discerning faculty. Is it true what the mind is saying, or is it not true? Am I doing it, or am I not doing it? So the vision that the mind provokes of a direction, the body can actually say, okay, now I feel it, fine. And it sets the whole thing in place. Now what has to do with this smell and this taste with music? Well, I found out lately that Vladimir was very right, that this faculty of hunger and thirst. So, it is the sense of smell. And what I found out, it is that it is the sense of pressure. You control the pressure in your sound. And by having it always, you control, you can emanate aspiration, you can emanate psychological qualities, psychic qualities, through that pressure. Because that pressure will be then also important in regard to that source of your inspiration. The other thing, it is the flow. The flow which is the, which is taste. If you listen to music, then you will find many times that this guy is not tasting it, because he breaks it short. It is just too little help as to be able to taste it. This is the same thing with reading, you know. If I pass it to you like that, you say, what did you read? You can say, I don't know, no idea. I didn't have the time. And the same thing is with music making. So, you have any questions?
Well, yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, tell
when
me.
You explain those four senses, you often use the body. It seems like this in music, when you explain, is that the body experiences those senses. So the senses use body to experience music?
Yes, yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. It goes through the body.
Mm-hmm. So body hears, not our ear hears, and body sees. And body feels.
It is a mixed thing. Mm-hmm. And Sri Aurobindo explains it, that consciousness in the on the level of the senses, it's here in this world, it is never distinct. It is always a mixture. But what we can explain by that, we can have an eye on its completion or not. That's why, instead, do it like this, and modes of playing will be no more satisfactory, but everybody will be able to say, okay, this guy is tasting it. Not also what he is, then not only that he is tasting it, but what he is tasting. Maybe he tastes only his personal faults. Yeah? And then we come to another kind of picture which has to do with the instruments. This one were the senses, but they are being used. They are being used by the instruments to perfection themselves. And the instruments, they are the body. They are the vital. They are the psyche, which we mistaken for emotions, and they are the mind. So on behalf of that expression in music, you can just listen to your body, listen to your mind, listen to whatever there is, because they will be also revealed. Now there are some slides to it, and
I have a question.
Yeah.
You speak very often about see a particular position when you play. So do you think it's connected to the energetic channels in the body which bring prana through and enlightening the body towards receiving some particular knowledge?
Yes, I want to show you something.
Can you make it big?
Okay. So, this pranic energy was also one of the questions that I had in regard, because it is also part of that integral paradigm. Now, if you see movement as a pendulum, then you have prana, which would just take this energy. So it will go up. Apana would go down, and it would emanate with this energy, which you have taken before. But this energy is not only dependent on the physical field. This energy is dependent also on all other things, also on your psyche. So you take up psychic energy, then it will be that energy which will find its expression.
Concentration.
Because you can have only vital energy. And you can do as this, you know, skiing downhill. It's all pranic energy, which you have understood. But at the end, if you have worked better than the other ones, then you will stand and you will just be the guy. Because you have understood it the best and you can manage it the best. In music, it is not only that. Even though, if you hear Lang Lang and these people, they have understood this pranic energy. And they can work it out, and they can impress the world by this vital energy. And it is nice to hear, actually. Now, but it is not enough for the complete for the completion of the integral paradigm. Now, there is something like samana, which is that. Which allows you, this kind of consciousness, which allows you to make it steady. That it just goes, and that this rope is always tightened. That this thing works out. This is the consciousness which does it. They have tried to do it with computers. They didn't get it. So they had to use a kind of thing which is called fuzzy logic. I don't know if you have heard of it. And with this fuzzy logic, it understood exactly how moving objects, which are very difficult to calculate, how things work. So maybe with this fuzzy logic, this can become a future for our music. Not really. Then you have a thing which is called a Viana, which is distributing this energy throughout your system, throughout this room. Throughout your system. And then you have, this is that thing which distributes it through sound. So you will hear it. So everything that you are actually doing, what your consciousness is doing, will be perceivable by the ears. It will be revealed by that. And then you have something which is called Udana. Now, Udana, it is that consciousness which governs the whole thing, from where you draw that thing. Now, this becomes very interesting because it is exactly that what we are looking for. That influence, which is not... Udana can be also a mind thing. You know, here, this trill, you have to make a little faster. So you make it a little faster. Why? No, you know, we do it like this. Mm. This sound has to be, now you have to make a crescendo and then... Now, the Germans are, for example, people who are very well organized. So when you go through Germany by car, you just buy and feel, or you just listen to this music, and you will make out perfectly where is a mezzo forte and where is a forte. Yeah, I heard it.
Translate.
Forte is loud, and mezzo forte, these are signs in music. So like street signs, like you go 50, here you can go 70, here you go 40. So these are signs in music for loudness. So, and in Germany it is fantastic, it is so satisfying, you know. We, until now, we are, as I said in the beginning, ethical people. So we love beauty. So this will be one of the minds, one of the things that will drive us. The other one, it will be our reasoning mind. So what we will see as the expression, well, because this udana, this major driver of that self-expression, will be put there where our convictions are. Now imagine that this called that you have no more convictions and that you don't that you take up consciousness as it is, and you let it reveal itself of what it wants to do. So this one will be that realm which we envisage as the voice of this integral paradigm. Now, yes. Now the thing is that for that our instruments have to be removed, cleansed of their habits, because we are so diffident. We don't really have faith. And this was also Meister Eckhart. He said, we don't have faith. He said in the 16th century, or what, you might not even believe, that if you want to see that God takes care of you, you have to do like the birds. You just let it happen. Don't care anymore, and He will take care of you. Now, nobody has the courage to do it. Exactly. Nobody. I know that. But apart from that, we are not doing it on behalf of, okay, I sit now here and I will not do anything and then God will do everything for me. Well, maybe He will put, you know, He will lift my, and I will go to work. Maybe this is His intention. But I have to know what His intention is. I don't know. So how do I give all these energies that I have to the hands of something that I don't know even if it works or not? Because until now, we are there when we say, this works for me. I say how it goes, I organize it, and it will have this and this effect. Our whole society works like that. Our all education works like that. Your parents who are continuing, but where do you go to India? What will you do there? How will you earn your money? In fact, we are 20 years here and we don't earn any money. I'm still alive. So this is one of the faiths on this level, which might not be everybody's thing. The other is another kind of faith, and it is the faith that when you stand still and when you hold your ball and when you erect these lines and when you make all these senses work, that they will be produced, they will start being turned towards something which can become a channel for something else, because you make a void in your head. You don't allow anymore that this wonderful thing, as Vladimir said, will come into it. No, not like that. No, but it has to be like this. And this constant intervention and nervous jumpings into your action, they are just a nuisance. And you will discover when you start getting rid of them, which will take years and years, maybe months, maybe an hour, but I don't know for such people. My personal experience is that it is years and years and years. Then eventually you will start having a kind of feeling of a presence. And you will start giving yourself, and not, I don't know how to say, emptying your mind, it is not even that. But you will start listening, you will start going above your head as to a kind of summit which is only capable of uniting all this instrument that is yourself.
You become the instrument in a way, no? If you do that?
Yes, but it is so difficult. Because this nervous, it is not only the mind, you know, it is also our emotions that, no, this is so beautiful, you know, we cling to it, we want to have it. And if we go to a kind of perfection of the senses, and if we start cleaning them, then we come to a kind of, because we are in movement, we are using basically this prana to move, to do everything. And if we, and Sri Aurobindo speaks about it, and it astonished me when I read it, and he said, turn our batteries, redirect our batteries, our energetic batteries for that, for the expression, redirect it to that something else. Well, you will have another kind of experience of music. You will have the experience of space. And once the space is there, this consciousness can do anything with the space. And it will always refer to this multiplicity, and it will always refer to the oneness, and it will always refer to harmony. And this is a kind of mind which is not human as such, which is because we always refer to our plights, and we always refer to our hamperings, we always refer to our difficulties, and that mind does not know, it is not what it wants to express. And then it becomes the kind of experience which might become interesting for all of us, because there we can meet, there we can understand each other. In that realm down here, we cannot understand each other. No, I feel it like this, you know. I feel it should be like that. And the other, no, but let's try like that. And it is more a trying out than a revealing. So, how much time? 5 minutes. Yes.
I want to ask you, would a concert of about 40 million pianists have an effect, have a resonance on the world?
40 million?
Pianists.
Chinese.
In
China.
Pianists. There was a concert. A concert of 1,000 pianists.
But they have
name a concert in China. But what about 40 million? But maybe
have
a vibration.
They are already resonating.
May change our complete consciousness.
They are already resonating inside of me.
They
because they make it happen that this thing is a must. Because we need an answer for all of us. We don't need an answer just for one.
No, but it's extraordinary because if Mao Zedong thought that the West was completely decadent and bourgeois, and all of a sudden there's this conversion from a very repressive political situation to this, which could never happen elsewhere, it is something extraordinary. And probably something will happen, just like the Kumbh Melas here in India, with all the masses of millions of people, which doesn't happen anywhere else on the planet. Is having a significance.
Yes,
maybe on our energies, on maybe people who look at it on YouTube, and they don't know it.
I believe that it will have a significance, none of the big one. Because if this kind of thing that we are talking about materializes in one person, then it will have huge consequences.
That's what Aurobindo says.
Yeah, that's what. We don't, it is not aimed at masses. It is aimed at individual consciousness within each of one of that mass. That we have finally the possibility to understand a thing and to go ahead towards harmony also within ourselves, which will be beneficial for the whole society. In how many cities around the world do you play music? Have you been in cities where they play music? Have you gone under the windows of those who practice piano? Wow! Yes. You know, nothing can be better than that. It is like bread on the table. Yeah, because somebody is having to do with harmony. He is there only for beauty and harmony. Can you imagine that? Not for business, not for anything else, only for these two things. And he loves it, this love for that. Maybe the parents there with a stick behind the door. But still, if he can make it, then he can still make it and say, okay, but I am still convinced, like myself. I wanted to throw the violin out of the window so many times. And my parents were there with a magnetophone and they were insisting, have you played 1 hour today? But this one is another issue. So, I will finish here with this one. Next time I would like to continue about this, our instruments. So, for this kind of thing, what needs to be done in relation to our bodies, how they have to operate in relation to our vital, what it has to learn in relation to our psyche and in relation to our mind.